Airplane mode?
Yeah, we're airplane mode because we're getting ready to fly. Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today? Terrible jokes brought to you by Rabbi Storch.
Okay.
The reason why I'm giving this year today is just so I don't get fined. So I'd appreciate if, everybody hangs out with me. The Kriyas Yamsuf is really a remarkable idea, as we all know. And there are three basic ideas that are going to be drawn out of Kriyas Yamsuf. This Torah today is brought to you by the Chalban, and it really changed my idea of tefillah in particular. A couple different ideas I can give an entire share to, but I prefer not to. Just we get these ideas across. The first thing is like this. Very rarely you have miracles that happen on the sea. This is an unusual event. And why does it have to dafka happen on the sea? What is it about Kriyas Yamsuf that none of the other Nisim brought us to song? What is unique about this particular idea that it brought us to song? And then we're going to try to figure out as well, is the following, is that we're going to say, and it's something very unique that it had to be Dafka song, because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to sit in Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Shira, before, and he says, no, Matitzek Alai, what are you doing davening? Go and sing and do all those other things. And then we have to ask ourselves the following question, is this Gemara in Baba Basra, which comes up and as follows and says, Shafilu, what he quotes in Brachas, but it's also Gemara in Baba Basra, Shafilu Ubrin Shebemei Iman Amru Shira, even the fetuses in their mother's womb, which is pretty appropriate for somebody in this room, right? Even the fetuses in the mother's womb, they're singing Shira. That's what they're doing this Shabbos. And everybody knows this is Shabbos Shira. The kids, they come home, everybody's excited. Shabbos Shira. What's going on here, in particular, when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, that it caused the fetuses in their children's womb to say Shira? So let's begin with a Baal Tanya. The milkman here, the Chalban, he brings down an unbelievable Baal Tanya. The Gemara Chulin says that kol ma sheyesh biyabash sheyesh biyam. Whatever there is on the shore, there is on the sea as well. It's the same thing. But there are two distinct differences. One is that whatever is on the yabasha is revealed. It could be seen by everybody. We all see each other. But whatever is in the yam is hidden. It's hidden. You can't see it. I mean, today we have all these technologies that we can see what's going on in the river, but that's a chiddush. But the natural idea is when you look into the water, you can't see except for 1 foot underneath the water. Secondly, our approach. When a fish is in water, the second the fish goes out of water, if you take a fish out of water, its natural instinct is to jump right back into the water. Why? Because a fish knows that it can't survive for 1 second without water. How often do we think while we're walking around on our two legs, oh, thank God for oxygen, right? We don't. The appreciation level of what we need to survive on the Yabasha is very, very different than what's on the Yam. The people in the Yam, they know that the water is their entire sustenance. But for us on the Yam, it's very, very difficult for us to recognize the concept of oxygen and atmospheric pressure and all those other things. How often do we think about this? So we have this concept of the yam being hidden, nister, and the yabasha being revealed. This is why that when you think about a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the two aspects of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's revealed and what's hidden, whenever you want to compare something that we can't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's always referred to what's on the yam, and what we can see of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's always referred to the yabasha. Torah's nigle, the revealed Torah, is always given on the yabasha, a Har Sinai, and the hidden Torah is always in the sea. The Kabbalists, are called Nachtayama, people who go by the sea. And of course, this reminds us of the great Mashal of Rabbi Akiva. When it came time for the Jews, by the Roman decree, they made a decree that the Jews weren't allowed to teach Torah. And what does Rabbi Akiva do? He gets put in jail. Why? Because he was teaching Torah. So Pipus, says he's in a jail with Rabbi Akiva, and he says, Rabbi Akiva, what are you doing? You know that there's a decree that Chas V'Shalom, if you speak Torah, you're going to get thrown into jail. You're going to die. Why would you teach Torah? So Rabbi Akiva gives the following mashal. He says, I understand. Let's say there's somebody out there who makes a decree against fish. Any fish in the water, we're going to kill. So what does the fish do? Does the fish leave water? No, Avada no. Why not? Because the fish leaves the water, he's surely going to die. So you take your chances in the water and hope that they don't catch you. Oh, the mashal, Rabbi Akiva, who was a greater Kabbalist than anybody. He knew all the secrets of Torah, right? He was able to darshan even the tagin and the letters. The Gemara tells us he was able to darshan the very letters of the Torah. He saw everything that was hidden was revealed to him. Rabbi Akiva understood the deepest secret, and that's why he gives the mashal of the fish in the sea, because Rabbi Akiva is somebody who's able to see what was hidden as it was revealed to him. So he says, I'm like a fish in the sea. And the comparison, you can't just take the mashal as, oh, that's a cool concept, we're like fish, but take it to the next level, that Rabbi Akiva is comparing himself exactly to a fish, because the fish represents that which is hidden and understands that which is hidden. So that's the idea of Rabbi Akiva. And this is what's going on in this miracle of the Kriyas Yamsa. Ra'a shivcha alayam mashalo ra'a yecheskel ben buzi. Even the low servant was able to see by Kriyas Yamsuf what Yecheskel ben Buzi wasn't able to see. Why is it? Because they saw on the Yam, the Yabasha. They saw that. They saw what was normally hidden became revealed even to the maidservants. It wasn't like, oh, I can't look into the sea and see it. It split for them. So they were able to see that. Ra'a shivcha layam, mashaloi ra'a yecheskel ben buzi. And that's what the concept of the future is, right? This is the shira, but what kind of shira is it? It's a unique kind of shira. What do we say? The first, az yashir. Then we will sing. When we will sing it? So the time tchias ha-mesim. What's going to be at the time of tchias ha-mesim? What's going to be the time then? It's funny, right? We're going to sing a tchias ha-mesim, az yashir. We're going to have far greater miracles then. But az yashir is a bechina. It has the status of being able to see what was hidden. Of being able to see when the whole world is ata echad, when there's complete clarity in who a Kadosh Baruch Hu is at that particular moment. As Yashir, then we're going to sing. We're going to be able to sing exactly that we're able to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in his ultimate, not just what is revealed, but even what is hidden. Tzali v'roni yoshev ha-seyon ki godo bekebecha Kadosh Yisrael, not just a soul. So let's understand who Klal Yisrael is. There's Tzvei Dinim in Kedusha, right? And how this is going to relate to next week's Parsha. There's two Dinim. There's what's called the Kedusha of Yisrael in Etzem, the Kedusha of Yisrael, the Kedusha Haskula, which is that we are the chosen nation. And there's another type of Kedusha, which is the Kedusha, the Bechira of our choices that we make. So the Kedusha Skula is what we are. Naturally, we are the most Kaddish people in the world, right? What did we say in Chazal? Afal pi shechata, even though we sin, Yisrael hi. Today I got into a little bit of a disagreement with another Rebbe, where he was saying that a particular Jew did something wrong, and therefore this Jew deserved X, Y, and Z. So I said, I'm not disagreeing with point A, I'm disagreeing with your maskana. I said, you're violating an Isser in the Torah, I told him. I said, he's a Yid. He's a Yid, and he's got Kedusha, and the guy should get punished, that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we don't ever want to see a Jew suffer. How do you say that you hope another Jew suffers? Even though he said Yisrael, he's a Jew. And there is an element of Kedusha. It's licked into the DNA of a Jew. But, how many of us are able to see that? That's what's hidden. You see, the other type of Kedusha, the Bechir, the fact that you're wearing tefillin, I see you wearing tefillin. The fact that it's a base measure for people learning, I see that. The fact that you went and did chesed and did unbelievable amounts of chesed for other people, that we see. What don't we see? We can't see the very kedusha that's inside of us. Very often we say, oh, it's us in the nations of the world. Right? So most people say there are four levels. There's level of stone, of rock, right? Mineral, plant, then it goes animal, then human. But the Kuzari, he says, no, there's five levels. There's mineral, plant, animal, human, Yid. A fundamental difference. There's a different kind of Kedusha. Where was that revealed? That was revealed. That's the hidden part. Where is that revealed? That's revealed in this week's Parsha. Next week's Parsha is going to be the Bechira Kedusha. Where we're chosen, that's the Torah. But here, where we do acts of Torah. But here in this week's Parsha, Kriyas Yamsuf, what was hidden became revealed. That as we went down, we went through the Yamsuf. What's revealed became What's hidden became revealed. And that's why the Jews thrived in that area. And that's why the Goyim drowned in Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's why the Chazal say, Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah V'Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. Why should the Jews be saved? You know why the Jews should be saved? Not because of anything they did, because of the innate Kedusha that's in every single person. And this could be why we say that what? Who sings Dafka? The children, the fetuses. The fetuses inside the mother's womb. Because the famous Gemara that everybody knows. What's the famous Gemara that everybody knows in Eden? What's the famous Gemara? That a child in his mother's womb sits and learns Kol HaTorah Kul, right? What does that mean? Why is the child sitting and learning Kol Torah? He's going to forget it. Everybody says Chazar. They're all different pshatim. But the Nefesh HaChayim and Avi Misuteris, the Nefesh HaChayim explains, which I heard from Shechter. He says that what does it mean that the child is learning Kol Torah Kul in the mother's womb? It means that that's where it's getting its innate DNA to have that connection with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the uniqueness of the Jew. That's what the Kol Torah Kul is. It's been giving that DNA, and the child in his mother's womb, in the area that's covered. Covered in water, of course, right? I don't need to explain all that. For those of you taking biology, you understand that. There's some sort of water, placenta, whatever it is. That there, the child who's covered recognizes the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dafka by Kriyas Yamsu, because Kriyas Yamsu is a place where that which is revealed, which that which is hidden is going to get revealed. And that's the Kedusha that we have. And this leads me to the punchline of today's shir, and I couldn't believe this until I saw it. So why dafka is the place of song and not tefillah? Ma titzak alai? So listen to this Reb Tzaddik. Reb Tzaddik in Reish Yud Beis says about tefillah. He says about Torah also, but let's focus on tefillah. He says, where is tefillah? What is tefillah? Rak lami shehu chaser umevakesh hashlama al yidei tefillah. Tefillah only comes from somebody who's searching for completion. V'liyasher chisaron shebleiv, to complete and to fulfill that which is lacking in his heart. Meaning, I'm missing, like, let's use the Avos. They couldn't have children. Why not? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu desired their tefillah. So because they were lacking children, they went out and they davened. And they davened for that. I am missing a parnasa, so I say, I have extra kavan and baruch aleinu. I am missing somebody who's sick. I'm lacking. I say, rifa aleinu with a tremendous amount of kavanah. Says Reb Tzaddik, where do I daven? I daven from a place where I'm lacking. Moshe Rabbeinu, by Kriyas Yamsuf, he's about to start davening, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're about to see you're not lacking anything. You're about to see me in the most hidden place, revealed like there's nobody else's business. You're going to see the most revealed Kodesh Baruch Hu of all time. It's not going to be lacking a thing. Ma titzak alai, what are you doing? This is not a time for tefillah. This is a time for what? Completion. Shleimus. And what happens when there's shleimus? That's when you jump out and sing Shira as Yashir at that moment. This is not a time for tefillah. Tefillah comes a place when we're missing. This is not the time. The one time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed what was hidden and showed who he was in the grandest of all skills. Ma'asheroa shivcha layam loy ra'a shivcha la'ra yecheskel ben buzi. The very maidservant saw in the Yamsuf, in the splitting of the Yamsuf, what Yecheskel ben buzi didn't see. The greatness of Yisrael and the greatness of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has chosen us, he has made us that fifth level. He saw that dafka by Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's the place where we say Shira, and it's not a place of tefillah, because tefillah is the only place where we're lacking. Which fits in nicely with the Ramban, who says only Beis Saris Daraisa, but it's that's what's going on. And this is what Shira is. Eina Adam Shar Ela B'toch Simcha. And that's where the Chiv comes from. We don't have a Chiv necessarily to sing. We have a Chiv to become Shalim. And through the Shalim, naturally, we come out with Simcha. And that's what this Shira was. It was a spontaneous moment that because they were so, you ever think about it, right? We don't ever have to get a mitzvah at the end of a championship game when you win a championship game to sing. I don't know who you're rooting for this Sunday. You know, I'm just happy to be there, and you know, as long as I don't get deflated when the game is over. But at the end of the game, whoever you're rooting for, you're not going to like say, oh, now you're supposed to sing. It comes from a natural excitement, a moment of greatness. So here also, the moment of greatness, where you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of his grandeur, it didn't demand singing, it naturally emanated from us. Because that's what Simcha is. Not a time for tefillah. You're missing nothing. Go through it, and then naturally you're going to wind up singing. And as we remember, as we read the Shira of the Shabbos, we have to remember the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that took us out, and that we are not like the other nations, but we have this fifth level of Kedusha, where the fifth level of going beyond mineral, beyond plant, beyond animal, beyond the regular humans, the Jews, which is our special DNA, that we have this ultimate, beautiful connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.